Blog Talk Radio.
What up, it's your boy Slim the Phenomenon, and right about now you tuned in to Frontline Fridays with the Queen, Diva Mary Kay, and that boy Tay Black, at TayBlack84 on Twitter. It's Frontline Fridays.
Left, right, left, right, left, hope, salute. It's Frontline Fridays, it's your boy Slate Stone, the number one West Tex general out here, and you tuned in to Frontline Fridays with at Diva Mary Kay and at TayBlack84. Listen.
What's going on? What's going on, y'all? It's your girl, Diva Mary Kane. You are now tuned in live to Frontline Fridays with nothing but hot indie artists live and hot indie music live each and every day. Tay Black is live in the building with us. We're going to have Bad Boss live in the building with us, man. Tay, how at him, man?
Yo.
The world ain't all sunshine and rainbows. It's a very
man, y'all already know, man. Frontline Friday. I have the phenomenal, amazing, beautiful, wonderful. Y'all hear that sexy radio talk, man? I'm talking about Diva Mary Kay, man. Make sure y'all follow her on Twitter, at Diva Mary Kay. And if you're live on the lines or if you want your folks to call in, make sure you hit us up. 347-850-1521. 347-850-1521. I'm feeling good. Bags up in the building tonight. It's going to be a good time. I got Diva on my side. Let's go.
All right, you already know how we get down. Y'all make sure y'all go to www.blogtalkradio.com/Diva spot. Again, that's www.blogtalkradio.com/Diva spot. Make sure you jump in the chat room. We're going to have Bags the Boss live in the building with us, Queen Native. We definitely getting an exclusive interview with him. We got 21 questions for him, so y'all already know how we get down. And not to mention, we got hot music by Bags, man. If y'all want to learn more about Bags the Boss and get his music and download this hot mixtape, oh man, Audacity of Hope, all you got to do is follow him on Twitter. Go to www.twitter.com/BagsTheBoss. Yes, it's with an S, B-A-G-S, the boss. Follow him there. Go to his website. We definitely doing it big. Y'all make sure y'all call us up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. Show some love, show some support, and get your shout out on. We about to get into this track right here by Bags the Boss called Let's Make Up featuring Lady J. It's definitely a hot joint. When we come back, we going to have the boss live in the building. Let's go.
You about to have the ladies going crazy with this joint right here, baby. I remember that Rolls Royce sample. That's the real hip-hop shit, baby. The Audacity of Hope. Let's go Bags the Boss.
My girl, you could be my own.
Diva Mary Kay and Tay Black, we live in the building right now on Frontline Fridays, man. Limo pulled up and Roy T is live in the building. We got back. Welcome back. Welcome. Hey,
what's
how
up,
are Bags, man?
Yo, Bags, man, it's a pleasure to have you on, man. How you feeling right now, homie?
Man, I'm feeling good as shit, man. I've been drinking Cavassier Rosé for like the past 3 hours, dog. I'm smacking the motherfucker, dog.
Wait, can we curse? No, Bags, don't curse, baby. Don't curse.
No, no cursing. All right. That's what's up. That's the Cavassier.
Right, we drinking Cavassier Rosé. That's what's up, Bags. Man, it's just a pleasure to have you here. We definitely feeling the mixtape you just dropped, man. Tell us about that, the Audacity. Oh, that's a hot title right there, first of all.
Man, thank you, man. I seen the promo. Your promo game is, like, outrageous, out as well. I've never seen no shit like that. I mean, I've never seen nothing like that before.
Well, we definitely appreciate that, man. Over here in Frontline Fridays, me and Tay Black, our whole team, we really believe in putting the artists out there. It's just not like you give a couple of shout-outs, whatever. No, we've been doing this for a minute, so the promo is definitely respected. And big shout-out to our whole team, man. Big shout-out to them.
That's so dope, man. A lot of people don't show artists respect like that. And, you know, I felt like, wow, these guys really respect what I'm doing, you know what I'm saying? Whether you love the music or not, I felt like you guys really support the movement that's going on right now. So I just like your promotion overall. It's dope.
Oh, most definitely. We definitely appreciate that. And hopefully we can do some business with you in the future when you got your project now and anything else coming in. All the artists that's listening and tuning in live, go to www.divaspotradio.com, click on the services, and look at the services that we have. And we also have affordable prices. We're here to break your record, not your pocket. That's how we get down.
I like that. Well, right now I'm promoting the Audacity of Hope. Next up is Born Star, the Audacity of Hope Part 2. It's not hosted by no DJs or nothing like that. It's just me. And it's just a dope project overall, you know what I'm saying? Like a whole bunch of different music and a whole bunch of fly music. Like, you know what I'm saying? If you're familiar with the kind of music I make, it's just all dope music, you know what I'm saying? So I just feel like that's a dope project overall.
It definitely is.
It's production from Lex Luger on there. It's production from the Olympics, which produced Super High by Rick Ross. It's production by another Lex Luger joint. It's a few players up in there. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, that's definitely what's up, man. I mean, I listen to the tracks, and the hotlines is lighting up. I know y'all want to show some love to Bags of Boss. We're going to get to y'all about 2 or 3 minutes. But, yeah,
man,
I listen to the – no problem. Listen to the music. You know, Divas, I'm still a person. I still got my big headphones from when I was in the 8th grade. Them joints still work.
I got those too.
Yeah, and listen to the music. Like, I don't watch the videos. I listen to the music. So, you know, how did you choose the name Bags the Boss? How did that come about?
The name, it was actually Money Bags, right, when I first started. And because of what I was into at the time, and then it got broken down to M Bags, and then it just got broke down to Bags, and now it's Bags of Boss because I take care of all my business. Like, I pay everybody I work with, so I'm really like a boss. You know what I'm saying? Like, a lot of people say they're a boss, but they don't pay the people that's working for them or helping them out. So I really pay people that work for me. You know what I'm saying? Like, from the videographer to the engineer to the guys designing the cover to everybody, you know, I pay them. That's coming out of my pocket. So I feel like I'm the boss for that, for this situation. So, you know, that's boss, baby. That's what's up, man.
Yeah. And I'm going to throw it over to you, Tay Black, and then we're going to get to the hotline because I definitely got more questions. I actually watched this video that you have on your YouTube. It was a whole series, but let me throw it over to you,
Tay. The whole series?
Yeah,
I watched that.
Yeah.
Man, you guys do your homework, huh?
Yeah.
See,
oh, yeah.
That's Diva Mary Kay. Yeah, that's Diva Mary Kay all
dope,
day.
Man.
I was just going to say, yo, for the people, go ahead and put out your Twitter, YouTube, all your links right now. Because, you know, by the hotlines lighting up, man,
well,
I know they already, you know what I mean, on
everything on the internet is .com/bagsofboss. Like, whether it's YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, whatever, it's .com/bagsofboss. And everything is under that name. If you Google that name, everything will come up.
That's what's up, man.
If you log in, real quick, Tay Black, if you log in to www.blogtalkradio.com/DivaSpot, jump in the chat room. We're posting all Bags the Boss links up in there so you can be able to reach out and contact them. I'm going to throw it back to you, Tay.
Now, I was just going to say, man, definitely is a, you know, pleasure just having you on, man. And, like, what motivates you right now, man? Like, what gets you going?
Me?
You know what I mean?
You know what motivates me? The rent being too high in New York. The rent being too high in New York motivates me. People suffering motivates me. People getting hookups motivates me. Only reason that motivates me is because all these people have to work to get to their position. You know what I'm saying? Like, I've worked super hard to get where I'm at and to be able to pay my own bills off of music, for everybody else around me to get paid. Like, all of that is work, and all of that takes work. So that's what motivates me, like, to get to that point where I don't have to work and my family and my people can get paid.
Yeah, and matter of fact, you hit on something real quick, and I'm going to just dive into it, but, you know, it sounds like you got, like, a really good work ethic that was, like, really instilled in you early on. Like, before the music, like, what kind of jobs did you have? Was you out there grinding? I heard the hustle. Like, tell us about that.
Bags sell everything, man. Bags sell everything. You put a stand up no matter where you go, man.
I like before I was rapping, you know what I'm saying, I was making money doing all sorts of shit. I mean, all sorts of stuff. But, you know, my parents instilled that work ethic in me. My father used to work, like, from 7 in the morning to 10 at night. Every day, you know what I'm saying, for his life. To be like, yo, I bought a house for this amount of money. And he used to work that time every day, 7 in the morning to 10 at night. So I just took that on, and I'm like, yo, if he could do this, and I'm younger, I could do better. You know what I'm saying? And I feel everybody should be able to work a whole bunch of hours and get what they deserve. What they deserve. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you work hard, you're gonna get somewhere, dog. Regardless.
That's what's up, yo. And I mean, I think that really, you know, separates a lot of artists today. You know, because in order to survive in this game like Bags, and to order to branch off and do different things and be able to be in a position to pay people, you got to have that work ethic early on. And he saw it in his folks, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, you got to find those sources of inspiration like Bags and really get out there and hustle. And y'all see how it's translating to his music grind right now. I mean, he's active. He working like he got a 9 to 5. Like he got a 7 to 10 like his pops. That's how he
man,
has music.
I wish, man. If I had a 9 to 5, man, I'd be living it right now. I'd be living it right now, you know what I'm saying? Like, I was raised, like, my father didn't even get paid minimum wage, you know what I'm saying? He just worked off of whatever he got paid, and he was able to make something out of that. So I feel like whatever I get paid, whatever I hustle for, as hard as I hustle, I could make something out of that. And I feel like this is something I'm making out of that. You know, I don't know if that makes sense, but it makes sense to me.
You gotta, it definitely makes sense. Bags, I definitely hear what you're saying. I overstand. Diva Mary Kay don't understand nothing. When you understand something, people, you have limited information. When you overstand, that means you thought, you looked at it east, north, south, and west before you responded. So I can definitely understand that thing right there. Let's go to the hotlines and get some love for you, because I definitely want to get into your music, and I know the people want to hear your music as well. We got Jersey in the building, 908-937. What's your name? Where you calling from?
Jersey.
Jersey, can you hear me? 908-937? All right, Jersey, we're going to come back to you.
Hello? Hello?
Yep, we hear you. What's your name? Where you calling from?
Hello?
Yeah, we gonna move that on. Alright, so that's the boss. I like that joint that we just played before we got to you. It was Let's Make Up featuring, that's a really joint, and that's one of my favorite songs. I'm Wishing on a Star. That's a hot joint right there.
Man,
but I
thank you guys for playing it.
Oh, yeah, most definitely. I like this joint right here called Follow My Dreams. Why don't you go ahead and introduce this joint and tell them they're hearing it live right here on Frontline Fridays.
Right. You listening to, what is that, Follow My Dreams right here live on Frontline Fridays.
You.
Yeah. You know I done worked so hard, man. I'm put so many hours, so much money. I'm trying to get somewhere, man. And it's just so hard. Die enormous and live dormant. 24/7 the grind, that's how we on it. And golf, know it, there's no I in team. But if there was, that I would be me. Who you know so close to home, sacrificed everything to the game but his soul. Cause his goal was to bring the whole fam out. He ain't asking no help or a handout. Every song that he make, he show improvement. On the radio shows and people tune in, they wanna see him, hear what he gon' say. He don't give a fuck and they love him that way. Every rhyme comes straight from the heart. Reason why his music ain't never fell apart. He could have been anything that he wanted, but that ain't what he wanted. We working, baby. Yo, Goff, you know what I'm talking about, right? You over here tweaking these verses, man. You gotta know what I'm feeling right now. Sunday, baby.
Feels like I'm walking in place, like I ain't going nowhere, but the scenery changed. Tomorrow be a brand new day, to do the same shit in a brand new place. Nah, gotta change that, focus on my dreams so much, it gave change back. See how all the lanes act, never did nothing, they saying they always backed them. Would've done it if I needed them to back then. Truth is, they fronted when I asked them. Now it's my turn to front when I pass them. Long days, the nights getting longer. Don't matter, every hater make them grow stronger.
and make them work harder. I'd rather live for the day and not tomorrow. I'd rather go through hell eight times. If I don't make it, at least I tried. I'ma get there. I swear to God, man. The audacity of hope, baby. We just hope we get there in time.
Right.
Star fan. Star fan. Yeah.
Yo, this Lady G. You are now tuned in live with Diva Mary Kay, Miss Motivation I See You, and Tay Black on Frontline Fridays, where all hot indie artists and music is live and bumping. Featuring nothing but true soldiers. Watch me do my thing. Watch me do my thing. Stay tuned for Bad Chicks. Stay on top. Let's go.
Make sure you check out Diva Mary Kay on Frontline Friday, where all hot indie artists and music live. For info, call 908-296-5739.
Check 1-2.
This is the Frontline Fridays Radio with DJ Mary Kay and Tay Black in the mix.
This DJ Genius, and when you're not riding out with the Genius, make sure you stay tuned in to the Queen Diva Mary Kay.
And you're riding out with Genius.
Yeah. That was 403.
Diva Radio.
This is Diva Spot Radio with your host, Diva Mary J.
Mellow on the beat.
You know, my homie Stretch from Naughty by Nature once said, if you ain't from the ghetto, don't come to the fucking ghetto. But I'm gonna let one of our most immaculate tall guys take us all through the ghetto. My nigga Rick James.
When I was a young boy, growing up in the ghetto, hanging out on corners, singing with the fellas, looking for the cute chicks, trying to find me big fun, looking for some trouble for anyone who gave me some. I was young and crazy
in the ghetto,
didn't know what my life would be
in the ghetto.
I was dumb and oh so lazy. Something had a spell on me.
In the ghetto.
You wanna know what I'm talking about?
I'm talking about ghetto life. Talking about ghetto life.
You wanna know what I'm singing about?
I'm talking about ghetto life.
Ghetto life.
Talking about ghetto life. In the ghetto.
Should we be taking them chances while we search for the answers? We be smoking them cancer sticks. Police provoking motherfuckers. We dancing and we be dodging them bullets. They be popping off out of shit. But yet we always romance the street and fall in love with the hood till somebody can blast the heat. Always up to no good. So all of my fam could eat. In the hood, we hungry. Hey nigga, we playing for keys. My soldiers on the block, get on it. It'd be good if you flaunt it. We will take if we want it. See niggas from the ghetto got a different state of mind. With a different kind of hustle and we iller with the grind. And develop our muscle till we sicker with the shine. And the struggle, thus the money come quicker doing crime. I see the way we rep the hood. Gotta love me, you can take me out the ghetto, but you can't take it from me. Gotta love me.
In the ghetto.
It's That's where we get into that street shit. Hustle hard, try to get money quick.
In the ghetto.
It's where I got my name from. I learned to get money and I got all my game
in
from. It's where you eat with a bunch of the wolves and get to hustling as hard as you could.
In the ghetto.
Until your cake stack and shit'll get good. Throw a block party for the whole hood.
In the ghetto.
With them burnout cellies, talk crazy, sell drugs in front of Poncho Deli. Crack head chicks, still smoke with babies in their belly. In the building elevator till the lobby all smelly.
In the ghetto.
It's where I keep my ratchets, get my instincts and survival tactics. Ain't nothing like the hood, nigga. I don't care. You survive it in the ghetto, you can make it anywhere. Gotta love it. Coast niggas,
rep your ghetto.
Midwest niggas,
rep your ghetto.
Down south niggas,
rep your ghetto.
To my East Coast niggas,
rep your ghetto.
West Coast niggas,
rep your ghetto.
Midwest niggas,
rep your ghetto.
To my dirty south niggas,
rep your ghetto.
They get cash, right?
Because
I don't know what
mess they
made.
So, you are now rocking with the Diva Mary Kay. It's Diva Mary Kay. You are now rocking with the best. Everybody else took the rest. She the real deal. She don't pass every test. 5 days a week, she don't give you nothing less. She the best, I confess, can't nobody else contest. Women to women wins, they intense and desire. They be going ham, all they do is teach higher. Then it's on the Thursday with old school fire. Feed the wolves, it's real hip hop. Friday, you rockin' with your boy Jay Black. On that front line tip, everybody fall back. Guess you thought it was a rap, nope, nope, here we go, huh? Go so hard with hotness news. Then we bring it back, bring homage and them dudes. On that spiritual tip with Sundays, you know how it is. When we do it, we just feed them good news. Yeah, it's Diva Mary Kay. You are now rocking with your Diva Mary Kay. Blog Talk Radio, turning on the day. It's the girl, it's the rap, why not? Let's flip.
Oh, listen to the diva. Y'all know how we get down, man. Frontline Fridays each Friday, 7 p.m. on the west, 10 p.m. on the east, north and south. Y'all know we got nothing but love for y'all, man. And we got to give a big shout out to our sponsor, man.
Phenomenal Radio. Feel the music.
Feel the music. That's the boss is live in the building.
Believe
man.
That.
Y'all know
Believe
how we
that.
Get down.
Yeah.
Yo, loving that cut. Loving that track. Follow My Dreams, man. It's that's what music is about, man.
What's up,
dog? Hey, give it to us, baby. I'm going to throw it over to you. We're going to tag team on Bag the Boss today. It's going
oh,
down.
Man. Whoa. What kind of show is this?
I'm just going to throw out a pause.
Right, let's do that first and foremost. You know what I'm saying?
Pause.
I'm going to throw that out. You know what I'm saying? I can only
God.
Co-host, man. Look, Diva, she running from the north to the south to the east to the
right.
west. She run it all. So she gonna tag somebody. She tagging somebody. I just call.
She gonna do whatever she want, right?
Yo,
whatever.
Nah, I was gonna like yo, the music, man. I know earlier you was talking about, you know, what I mean, you know, when people when they check you out, they'll know what to expect. But like, you know, how do you clash your music? Everybody trying to clash their music. They saying it's this. They saying it's that. Where do you feel like you fall, and do you even fall in a lane? Where is your lane? Because I know you got your own lane, man. So tell them where you at with your
man,
music.
Man, I definitely have my own lane. I feel like my music is relatable, you know what I'm saying, like to what you're doing or where you want to go. Like Bags of Boss is like the epitome of where you want to be at. You know what I'm saying? You want to reach for that high level at your job, that's where you want to be at, then this is the music you need to listen to. You know what I'm saying? This was gonna motivate you to get there.
Mhm.
You know
That's
what I'm saying? I got records like Follow My Dreams that they're all about like, yo, follow where you wanna be at. If you wanna be at that associate or executive position in the next 2 years, then this is the record you want to listen to while you're grinding. You know what I'm saying?
You're right about that. Hey, Bags, are there any other members on your team that you want to give recognition to, like any other artists that
There's a whole star fan. Nobody really raps but me. Nobody really raps as seriously as I do, you know what I'm saying? There's people that have blogs. WhatIFeelIsHot.com is one of the blogs on my team. There's people that just promote my stuff. There's people that, you know, they have regular jobs, but they come to my show. I just feel like everybody that comes to my show and everybody that supports me is part of my team, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Right, so that I include them in everything I do.
That's what's up. Not do you play any
yeah.
type of instruments, or do you use any type of programs?
Hell no. Hell no. I can't play no instruments. I'm not that fly and sexy and all that fly shit.
Now, Chad, well, do you use any type of programming, or do you have a producer for somebody for that that you want to, you know, definitely plug?
I really, when I say bag the boss, like, it means I'm the boss because I pay everybody, like, you know, to do their job. Like, I have engineers, I have producers, I have video people, I have, shout out to Precise, I have video people, I have, you know, everybody does their job, so I just rap. I just take care of the music part, you know what I'm saying, and the marketing and the press is, you know, taken care of already.
That's what's up. Now, I was going to say, how did you, was it a hard transition for you to be able to manage all those people? Because, I mean, I know one of the questions is, you know, how do people contact you for features and collabs, but, like, do you have an actual manager? And if not, how hard a job or how easy a job was that for you to be your own, you know, facilitator like that?
Man, you know, they say when nobody cares about you or your business like yourself, right? So I just I just took that to the heart, and I feel like nobody's gonna care about me as much as I care about myself. So I took care of all my business, you know what I'm saying? So for people to contact me, they have to contact me on the net, something like that, because nobody's really gonna care about me much as I care about myself. Like, I handle my business the best. I don't think there's a manager out there, unless they have the right connection, that could handle myself, that could handle my business as well as I handle it.
That's what's up.
That's,
and I mean, that's real.
Up.
You know
what I'm saying? Yeah, nah, I already know. And I mean, you know, a lot of times for a lot of, you know, us artists, like, when we're doing it ourselves, I mean, it's far and few between that we feel like in handle our business at the level of expectation that we handle it, you know, because can't nobody do you like you. You know what I'm saying? So,
can y'all restate that question?
Oh, no, you answered it. No. Yeah, you answered it. Look, man, that Cavassier and that Rosé.
I'm not there yet. I'm very close, but I'm not there yet.
If you're not there yet, please share. Look, we're gonna put that in the Dropbox, man. I'm gonna need a glass, you know what I'm saying? Send that over.
Yeah, you're gonna need a whole bottle of this shit though. Believe that.
Hey, Max, I like that you said nobody can take care of your business like you or care about your music
right.
like you, but let's get into the business side of this thing, because it's a lot of people, and big shout out to all the artists that send their music in and hit me and Tay up on Twitter and hit Frontline
right.
Fridays Radio on Twitter, but it's very important for you to be about your business. The first thing, you
right.
know, and I see the hotlines lighting up, I'm about to get to y'all, but a couple of things that I want to put out there, and I know Bags that took care of this business is, are you a member of any performing rights groups? And which one are you a member of?
I'm a member of ASCAP. I actually have a homeboy who's the vice president of ASCAP, and he takes care of all my stuff, you know what I'm saying? After I was a member of ASCAP, we got cool at a party, and he just took part in all of that. You know what I'm saying? I was actually at a funeral for his father today, and he takes care of everything, you know what I'm saying, for me, because he believes in me and I believe in him, and I feel like he's a dope friend and he feels like I'm a dope artist. So, you know what I'm saying, relationships are very important in this business.
Yeah.
Like, if you don't have somebody to back you up, you're nobody, you know what I'm saying? If you don't have a few fans, if you don't have a few people that have radio stations, like, you're nobody, regardless of how good your music is.
Nah, that's real. Nah,
and you're
real.
Definitely right about that. It's not about just tweeting your song out and saying, listen to my song, check out my song. You got to build relationships with people.
This is actually hard work. Like, I go to events. I go to, like, video shoots. I have my own events. I had an event with DJ Lazy K, who's a DJ from French Montana.
Shout out to DJ Lazy K, yo. She's on the line, man.
She's a DJ for Lazy K. For French Montana, for Max.
French Montana, Five French. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So I had an event with her, and it was a packed house because I have, like, a fan base like that. You know what I'm saying? I have a lot of people that actually support me. So I feel like if you don't have that support, it's hard to get anywhere else unless you have.
And if your music is not registered as well, like if you don't register your music and, you know, at Phenomenal Radio, we pay for spins. So if you don't register your music and, you know, call and talk with the representatives at ASCAP, BMI, CSAC, you got to talk to them and know when you're getting paid and how much you get paid.
Because
every artist get paid a different rate at a different time. So it's very important for you to register your music so you can be able to get paid for your hard work.
There's two places in the music business. There's the music business, and then there's the artist's path. And a lot of people don't understand that there's a big difference between that. You know what I'm saying? You could be a rapper. You could be a dope rapper. And you could be rapping, making dope songs and all that. But your business ain't together. So nobody's going to promote you. Nobody's going to push your video out there. Nobody's going to, you know what I'm saying? Like, nobody's going to help you out. Like, there's two sides to this.
And you will, before you know it, you will be 30, 40 years old, mad because you ain't get that paperwork together.
Believe that.
Let's go to the hotline to get some love. Vags, they lighting up for you, man, and I know they want to show some love to you. We gonna get more into this, man. Let's get into it. We got Jersey, more Jersey in New York. I see y'all all over the world over here on Divas Bar Radio, Frontline Fridays. Let's go to 862-755. You're now live on Divas Bar Radio with Diva Mary Kay and Tay Black. What's your name? Where you calling from?
Blah, 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 blah. You already know it's Rock a Block, and I'm trying to holler at you, baby girl.
Rock a Block, what's going on, man? Welcome to Frontline Fridays. We got Bags the Boss live in the building for the Queen
Hey, EB's up. I got a couple of requests, though, man, because, you know, God willing, I'm looking forward to Sunday. You know, second of all, I want to ask your artist, I want to ask him something, but I want to be able to reply to his answer, you know what I mean?
How you going to reply to his answer? Why not? Frontline Fridays, let's go. As long as you show Bags the Boss some love, let's do it, man.
Ain't no problem with that.
All right, cool. All right, so check it. First, the question is, like, they got satellite radio and all that. You can pick what you want to listen to, you know what I mean? Like, do you care about what you let out? I mean, if can I go and pick your song, and do you have some kind of a restriction of what your songs are about, like, and I could be able to pick it, you know what I'm saying, on some like satellite radio type joint,
man.
Can I go to, or do I have to only go to gangster rap, or do I have to only go to certain stuff in order to find your music? You see what I'm saying?
You know what? I have various websites, right? Like, I have a youtube.com/bagsofboss, which shows my videos, shows what I do on a daily basis to promote my records, you know what I'm saying? Like, it shows me having a radio interviews. It shows me having studio sessions. It shows me doing my records. You know what I'm saying? Like, it shows me working. And then there's the Bandcamp page, which shows my music, more or less. So you don't have to pick a certain record. But the way I make my album, it's like the whole mixtape is a project. I don't make like, oh, I'm gonna put a club song in here. I'm gonna put this type of song in here. This is a whole project. So you have to download the whole thing to get the whole feeling, the whole emotion of what I was feeling at the time when I was recording. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, so all right. So if I'm trying to find out whether or not I want to listen to gangsta rap for the time being, or whether or not I want to listen to a club banger, I can't go to the satellite radio, because if I go to the satellite radio, will I be able to find satellite radio? No, the satellite radio is just an example.
Well, this is the thing. Rock-A-Block, as far as finding Bags the Boss music, you can actually Google him. He's not just in one genre of music. He's not just in gangster music, or he's not just gospel rap. Bags the Boss is an all-around artist. So I guess the question that you're asking is, you know, Bags, would you put anything on a record to put money in your pocket? Because
right,
a lot
that's
of artists out
you remember
here.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what
well,
I'm saying.
I got you. Yeah, Bags.
Look, what I'm,
you know, would
what
you
I'm
put
saying,
anything or say anything on a record to, like, you know, what's the trend now? And, you know, will you get, because I have seen the videos and I have listened to the tracks and I've seen different sides of you. But the thing is, are you conscious about your music when you're putting out, considering that there is youth listening to you and they're going to be following and bumping to your music?
Well, look, I put out only music that I support, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't do what's dope at the moment. If I don't feel it's dope, period, I don't do it. Like, a lot of guys will be like, oh, this is hot right now, so I should do this. You know, I do whatever I feel is hot in my mind. You know what I'm saying? If I feel, yo, I should make this kind of record, then that's the kind of record I'm going to make. You know what I'm saying? I don't know how to explain it. I just do what's according to my mind and my heart. Like, I don't do these kind of records because everybody says, oh, everybody should have a snap dance song, you know what I'm saying? Or everybody should have this kind of record. No, I don't give a F whether these people have these kinds of records. That's what works for them. That's not gonna work for me. You know what I'm saying?
I can definitely overstand that right there. Let's get into some more of your music. Rock-A-Block, we about to give you a preview, another song. We played two tracks by Bags the Boss today. We're going to play them back because they're definitely hot. But you got this track right here called Black on Black. This is how I was introduced to you, Bags the Boss, Black on Black. This is a hot one right here. You're now tuned in live to Frontline Fridays with Diva Mary Kay and Tay Black. We're about to get into this song right here by Bags the Boss called Black on Black, and come back with Tay's Corner. Let's go.
This should be played at high volume.
Yeah!
Separately from residential areas.
From the clothes, the jewels, way down to the shoes. How long when you coming through? That is
all black, everything.
Baby, not tonight. We ain't messing with that white. Where my money looking right? Yeah!
All black, everything. 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 I might wear black 4 years straight.
How you want it? Ain't no frontin' up on this side. Hammer on the passenger seat. Up in this ride. Black on black, the challenger. Black on black for the 4-4 mag in the back. They got a that stuff was caught in front. That you want that bad? Everybody wearing black. Looking like a funeral. Your daddy on got used to like a urinal. They hatin', they hatin'. They say I'm overrated. So the top pills off. The whip is decapitated. These haters can go and kill themselves. Drama. Will myself got the strong buzz in the city that I done built myself. 40 floors up in the
Illuminati.
From
the clothes, the jewels, way down to the shoes. Tell them when you coming through. That is
all black, everything.
Baby, not tonight. We ain't messing with that white. My mommy looking right, yeah.
All black, everything. 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 I might wear black 4 years straight.
Would you like to get an interview and also get thin? Well, we are here to make it happen for you. All you gotta do is send your music to divaspotent1@gmail.com. Again, that's divaspotent1@gmail.com. Here's the things that you need to do. First thing you need to do is make sure you put your name and your telephone number in the email. The second thing you need to do is make sure that you label your track so we can be able to listen to it and know exactly who the artist is, who produced it, and who's down with your camp. Make sure you leave your information and we're going to hit you up in 24 to 48 hours so you can get here right here live on Frontline Fridays with Diva Mary Kay and Pay Black and get paid for your spins. Now, how does that sound? Let's get it crunked and turn it up. Left up.
Your only hip hop station, Phenomenal Radio.
Yo, what's good? It's your girl Shawana in the building. You dropping an album? You have a business and you need to get the word out? Call Future Guru, 908-202-1501, the guru of viral marketing. PR marketing promotion packages available for your brand. Everybody is balling on a budget. Future Guru will handle all your viral marketing, Twitter account management, website design, IAP, and more. Future is ready. Let's go. Call Future Guru, 908-202-1501. Email futureguru100@gmail.com or twitter.com/futureguru100. Let's go.
We've built it and you've come. Phenomenal Radio.
West Texas Movement.
When you see me salute, it's Frontline Fridays with Diva Mary Kay and Tay Black. Listen.
Welcome back, welcome back, y'all. Y'all know how we do. Y'all know what time it is. It's time for Tay's Corner, man.
Yes. Yeah, that's what's good, man. Big shout out to Diva Mary Kay, man. Make sure if you want to be heard, man, call us up. If you're listening,
you
on the internet,
chat
room, call in, please. 347-850-1521. Do you mind? You want me to go ahead and get into Tay's Corner, Diva?
Yeah, go ahead and get into Tay's Corner. We're going to get back to bags. We got bags live in the back.
Wow.
With us. Yeah.
I'm here, baby.
We just played that black on black joint right there. Tay, we're going to go ahead and get to Tay's corner, and then we're going to get back into the hotline. Because all of us is lighting up, and we appreciate all of y'all holding on, too.
I ain't even going to take up too much time, yo. All I'm going to give out, you know what I'm saying, for 2012, I just want people to focus on five P's, you know what I'm saying? This is the five P's of 2012. Number one, pride. Yo, be proud in whatever you're doing, you know what I'm saying? Whether it's your music, whatever craft, whatever hobby, whatever your job is, you know what I'm saying? Just be proud, man. That pride, you know, being proud about what you do, that's going to get you a long way. Second P, persistence. Never give up. Keep trying. Keep pushing. You know what I'm saying? It's one thing to, you know, grind and hit roadblocks. We all hit roadblocks, but it's that persistency that really, you know, makes us have thick skin, man, so that when the next thing comes, we know how to, you know, quickly adapt and get over it. Next P is patience. Yo, just be patient, man. It's a true virtue. You know, you endure, you know what I'm saying, the struggle, and you enjoy the reward. That's what's going to be your key. Remember that. Endure the struggle and then enjoy the reward. You know what I mean? Because once you're patient and you get past certain things, man, anything that comes your way, it works right with the persistence, man. It's nothing for you. Next joint, practice. So whether you rap or sing, you know what I mean, you out here hustling, whatever you do, you know what I'm saying, whatever your thing is, practice makes perfect, man. You have to, you know, continue to be repetitious in your movements, man, because then it's going to come second nature. You know what I'm saying? You figure Bags, you know what I mean, he deals with so many people. He manages so many people. So he has to be able to delegate. And then the more he does it, the more confident he feels. His confidence is up. He's able to dip in and out and deal with people and have them manage themselves instead of him having to micromanage them. So practice at your craft, man. And finally, the last P out of the five, prayer. You know what I mean?
Prayer.
Be thankful. Put it up. You know, definitely give your praises to you know, God, because, I mean, he's always there no matter what. You might feel like, yeah, I'm doing this, I'm getting it in, it's all me. But, I mean, you know, he got your back, man. You know, he's going to get you out of good, you know, into a better position. So the five P's, pride, persistence, patience, practice, and prayer. I think those are going to get everybody right for 2012, man. And you can sub them in, you can flip them out, you can arrange the order however you want to, man. But, y'all, just be proud about what you do. Keep at it. Be patient. Keep practicing. Keep putting the praises up, man. You put the praises up, and blessings come down. And that's Tay's corner.
Believe that. Yeah.
Yes.
Hey, Carter.
We appreciate you
doing that. I was feeling that because that's really how I feel. You know what I'm saying? Like, all the time. That was so dope.
Yeah, you know, you know what I'm saying? When Diva first gave me the idea to do Tay's Corner, man, I mean, you can turn it into whatever, you know, when you got a little time. But honestly, I feel like I get into that coach mode, man, and, you know, when Bags was talking earlier.
All of that was worth, you know what I'm saying, what you were seeing, you know what I'm saying, the drive, the determination, all of that was dope, man.
Nah, that's what's up, man. Because, I mean, you know, it's
very
all about
important.
Motivation.
And Bags, we can't hear you, baby. You kind of fading out. Can you hear us now?
Yeah, I hear you.
Yeah. We got you back. You definitely right about that. We got some callers that's been holding on for a minute, so we're going to go ahead and open them up for you.
Let's talk to them.
Let's make this happen.
Let's talk to the callers.
773-759. You're now live on Frontline Fridays with Diva Mary Kane. Say Black Bags. The boss is in the building. What's your name? Where you calling from?
Hey, what's up, Mama Sanaya? How are you?
Hey, Queen, welcome to the show. We got the heavy hitters coming out. It's about to, I smell money.
Well,
you see, we got
Ben
DeVos live in the building with you.
Good. Busy. Got still crushing the HFL magazine, which my jewelry's featured in on the front cover. And that went from starting January, starting November, ends this month. But the next issue was of HFL, which is shout out to K4S Entertainment because that's his magazine. And my jewelry will actually be featured in that. I'll have an ad in that magazine, so make sure you check it out and support.
Most definitely. Send the link over. You got some questions and some love for our guest, Bags the Boss?
Oh, my goodness. Oh,
my goodness was crazy.
I wish I was Bags for like 2 seconds. I was like, dang, why am I not Bags?
She's like, oh, my goodness.
Yo, Bags, go ahead, son.
I think the biggest thing that's common to say would be, like, just keep doing what you're doing. It seems like he's on a really great path as an indie artist. I think the biggest thing is, like, you know, like, I'm all into supporting good music. I support a lot of great artists in Chicago and across the world. So, if you know what I mean, what is Twitter info or whatever, I can follow him. And if he has music, you can always send it to me. So,
man, you know what?
I got a YouTube page, youtube.com/bagsofboss, where everything goes up on. I got a email service that emails everybody when something drops, like a new record or a new video or something like that. Like, you can sign up for that going to youtube.com/bagsofboss or at twitter.com/bagsofboss. Everything is .com/bagsofboss.
That's what I was. Okay.
So if you want to get in touch with me, that's all you have to do is type whatever website .com/bagsofboss, and I'll be able to get in touch with you. You know what I'm saying?
Cool. Good stuff. Yeah. Oh, have you seen Alicia Arizona's automatic video that just came out on New Year's?
No, I didn't see it, but I'm definitely going to get a chance. You know, Diva got 1,000 things going on and all that. You got to hit me directly.
You need to see that, though. You need to see that. I know you're busy.
Yes, you need to see it. Lotto Magic is hot. Like so many vlogs have picked it up. Go Ahead Hip Hop picked it up. All hiphop.com picked it up. Like, it's a really, really amazing video. Shout out to OCD Productions. Like, it is so good. You got to check it out. It's hot. And my jewelry is in the video, so you gotta support, you know? He loves it, so.
I'm gonna check that out tonight, man. Go in the chat room right now, Queen, and post that link up for me so I can get on that ASAP. All right, Queen, we definitely appreciate you calling in. Give some shout-outs so we can get to the next callers on the line. We see y'all with your hands up, too.
Shout-out my girl, Alicia Townsend, Soul Queen Ali, Star Sounds, Colleen from Star Sounds, Inc., everybody from North Rock, Trainwreck Symphony, and, you know, P1. Got to shout out my crew, and, of course, the Fur King. Love you.
That's what's up, Mama. Love you too, man. Let's get into these callers and get some more love, man. You now tuned in live to Frontline Fridays with Diva Mary Kay and Tay Black. We showcase, promote, and interview nothing but hot indie artists, hot indie music, and hot indie entrepreneurs. Let's get it in, man. Let's go get some more love. Let's go on the other side of the world. 803-234, you're now live on Diva Spot Radio. What's your name? Where you calling from?
Hey, this Kimra, I'm calling up out the Brick City.
What?
Brick City.
What?
What's going on, Queen Alice? We got Bags the Boss live in the building. Tay Black, my favorite co-host in the world, is here. How are you, Queen?
What's good? I'm just chilling right now. Chilling real wavy. I just want to hear that No Trouble by Money Mink.
Brick City go hard, man. Brick City ain't never went nowhere. Just people be shouting on Brick City.
Brick City go hard, but Southside go hard, too.
Southside. Yo, big shout out to Money Mo and Five Alive, too. Those are my teams over there.
Okay.
Yeah. That's definitely what's up, Queen. You got any questions for our guest, Bags the Boss?
No, not at this time. I'm just really enjoying the flow of the conversation, everything up there at the station. I know it's real wavy right now. I'm just soaking it all in,
That
was fun, man. Thanks for calling in, Queen. We definitely appreciate the love. You stay tuned because we definitely going to get that music on by Money Mink that's coming. Definitely.
not tracks.
Okay.
And we got more from Bags the Boss, so stay tuned because it's coming.
Okay.
And for all my people, I love my family, but I'm live on the show, so please stop calling me. It's only I call you when you're working. Look, calling me right
Belita.
Now. I'm live.
Belita.
Like, love me when I'm
Man, you know,
when I'm not live. That's crazy.
Yo, Diva, you know, people only call you when you're working, man. They don't want to call you when you're not doing nothing. You know what I'm saying? So if they call me, that means you're doing something.
You ain't never lied about that. They only
Belita.
Call you when you're working. But when I'm not doing nothing,
I'm
wow.
on the phone right now. I'm trying to not get calls, and I'm getting all those calls. I hear it.
There you go.
Belita.
Hey, yo, let's get to these some more callers and let's get into some more music. I definitely want to get the callers, man, because we appreciate you guys tuning in and calling in and showing love. And we showcase this hot indie artists, indie music. Che Black is here, okay. Boss Bags the Boss is here, man. Y'all know how we do it. We do a big each and every Friday. 312-632. What's your name? Where you calling from?
Oh man, this Big Rap calling from Chi-Town.
Nigga, what's going on? I'm sure you guys
are
the building.
Shot Town, what up?
Man, just give y'all a little background, right? I'm the CEO of Seawall, right? We the ones that put out Twist, the Adrenaline Rush. My ability, yo, do it, that poke pimp, all of that. You know what I'm saying?
I
see looking, I'm like, I'm looking on my family page, and I'm like, she live on the air. Oh, yeah, I'm going to go in there and see what's up with this, you know. And I'm loving it.
Hard body.
I'm loving it because this is something that we've been needing a long time coming, you know.
Right, believe that.
Indie, you know, I ain't just a CEO, though. I'm an artist also. I got an album out a long time coming. And I'm feeling everything y'all doing. Everything, the whole Bags movement, all of that. You know what I'm saying? You got love. You come to Chi-Town, you got love. 100%, you know what I'm saying? And
that's
it's just
up.
Nice to see what we're doing and what y'all doing because a lot of people not up on this movement going on with the radio. You know what I'm
mm-hmm.
saying? It's not like we gotta depend on Clear Channel and Radio 1 anymore. You know,
mm-hmm.
those days are gone now, you know what I'm saying? A lot of people are unaware of the fact that you can go to an indie radio and get BDS spins and get love and stuff. You know what I'm saying? That wall been tore down.
Man, a lot of people I've been messing with recently. You know what I'm saying? Whether it's like the indie radio or like I put on a show or something, like they're always indie DJs and you know, they always support, dog. Like, we support the independent movement 100%.
Yeah, that's what's up, because that's what's needed, man. I mean, Seawall, we started out independent, man. I started Seawall in 1994, me, my partner, Larry Claxton, and my partner, Luck. We sold 50,000 units independently before any label offered us a situation.
Wow.
Before we even did our joint venture with Atlantic Records, man, like, we was already making money, man. And that's
right.
because the streets have supported everything that we was doing, man, you know. And that's what it's going to take in order to keep this stuff going, man, because we put our hands in front of the corporates, man. What they doing, they going to treat you like a one-week wonder. If you don't do some good numbers in the first week, man, they going to shelve you.
Man, believe that.
Man. And we don't need that type of model out here because our model was grown from the grassroots of hip-hop, man. And then it's like a lot of people. That, like one guy asked you, talking about he got on and he said something about if he go turn on satellite radio, would he listen to gangster rap? First of all, ain't no such thing as gangster rap to me. Everything
right.
is hip-hop, man. Hip-hop was designed so that you could say whatever you want. You know what I'm
exactly.
saying? Do whatever.
You
I don't
that.
Care if you're talking about the street, if you're talking about the club.
That.
right,
yeah,
man. They allow somebody else to come into our culture, man, and start defining what our culture is, man. Y'all
no,
crazy.
Our
all
culture.
Well, you know what, King? I definitely want to interject on that. Even want to say, you know, hip-hop is the culture. It's the difference between a rapper, and it's the difference between hip-hop. It's the difference between a rapper, and it's the difference between MC. I'm going to break this down for y'all. Let me stop the music.
Wait. Before you do that,
we got to stop the music for this. It's the difference between an MC and a rapper. An MC can move the crowd, the master of ceremonies. The MC is talking about what he went through. He's telling you what happened to him, but he's telling you how he used that to overcome and to better himself. A rapper only talks about everything he's getting in right now. I'm stacks on stacks, I'm racks on racks, I'm doing this, I'm overseas, I'm smoking, I'm drinking, I got chicks in the back, my menage a trois, I'm high out of my mind.
Wait.
But your sister lights is cut off. But your sister
no,
right
no,
cut off. You know what I'm saying?
No,
I'm gonna break that down. And I'm gonna shut up after I say this. I'm gonna take my question real serious, because hip hop is a culture. Rapping is something that you do. Y'all may disagree with me, but it's okay. I'm Diva Mary Kay. I can stand for correction, and I'm gonna let that go.
Mary, chill. Look, I got to. I gotta get off the phone because I'm about to go into the club right now. I have an event to go to. Is that all right?
No problem, Bag. We appreciate you coming through.
Man, look, I just want to say thank you for supporting me and putting all my music on your show and all that. And I really appreciate what y'all are doing right now, but I really got to go right now.
No problem, Bags. I'm going to hit you up, baby, so we can do some visits in the future, man. You do good on the feature. I appreciate that.
Definitely.
All right, Bags, be good. Oh, man, Big Rap, I was checking out your music, too, man. I was actually about to call you on Sunday, but I'm glad that you're here already because I'm like, I got to reach out to this one. It's always a list that I write down because there's so many artists that reach out to me, and I have to get the people who reached out to me first before I get to the other ones. So, yeah.
That's love. I mean, y'all doing something real special, you know what I'm saying? And we gotta continue to support the models that y'all building because y'all, believe it or not, are the last foundation that we got. Because if we go look the local, to the big airways, they ain't caring nothing about us no more. They trying to write us, write everybody off and have it well. You know, if we ain't got 50,000 or 100,000 to get them, oh, ain't no airplay jumping off, you know. And we shouldn't have to live like that. This culture wasn't made for to be treated in that manner.
Mm-hmm. It was not. And Tate was putting me down on some game. You know, he gave me some education on this piece because radio stations, they only go about 90 miles. Radio stations are limited. They go by miles. Their airways go by miles. When you go into, you know, as an artist, you can't. There's nothing wrong with getting your music played on the radio, on the air, on the radio station, but they're limited. But when you get online radio, it's everywhere. I got people tuned in from all over the world. You know, you can be on the West Coast and tune in to Frontline Fridays. You can be on the North and South and be tuned in to Frontline Fridays. And, you know, Tay was the one that actually, you know, when we sit down and had our meeting, he brought that to my attention. Like, yo, we getting listed all over the world, and then we got numbers to back it. So it's a good movement, man. It's a good situation.
Awesome. But, you know, this is a movement that can be even bigger than this, though, because you know what? Local radios used to do. They had the power. They giving you BDS fans, and that, then they had the power to start promoting or doing concert promotions for whoever they wanted to, and putting out who they felt was gonna be the one that they wanted to have. That power is being taken away from them right now as we speak.
And have a lot about that,
right? And I feel like this. It's only right for us to pay homage to the people that's showing us love. I'm talking about just out the blue, and it was crazy to me. Like, I watch different models because I heard them make mention about different aspects of the game, and one of the brothers touched on the fact about
He felt like he was his best manager. And 9 times out of 10, we are. But when we start expanding, when it gets too big, you got to bring some other people in, and you got to bring them in to the point where they could be extensions of yourself. Because you know what you spoke, you know what needs to be done. Like, I'm a master at running a label, but I always need other people. Now, can I bring them in and groom them? Yeah. You can bring them in and groom them and show them what you need them to do, because that's what's needed in order for us to get global. I mean, the radio, y'all going to be global. This, I'm telling everybody in the shop about y'all. Everybody here going to know about it. You know, see, that's what's happening. Listen,
and you got a big movement over there. You know what I mean? Like,
oh, yeah.
I don't think people really understood, you know, when you said all your connections and who you work with and what you've been doing. I heard. I listened. You know what I'm saying? But
I know
think people
you know,
really
and I don't know. Even want to go in depth about it, man. But y'all know about the legendary Traxton relationship.
Yeah.
That's
Steve.
Legendary Traxton is my
come on, man.
Legendary Traxton is my partner. A check don't get signed without my signature.
Hold on, they grab your great. I can definitely hear that, but we about to get into some more of this music. We do showcase indie artists and hot indie music here. Let's get into this track right here. I'm going to throw 3 tracks at y'all. Y'all going to love this. Big shout out to Tay Black for holding it down. Don't judge me.
With that, the beautiful ones have the ugliest past. That's why she sleeps me to death when she be hugging my ass. Every time that we meet, our time is somewhat divided. I'm her counselor still, only one she confides in. Never leverage advantage, always kept me at arm reach. My back to the wall when she threw it upon me. Holy hand grenade when describing her physical. Not trying to be blasphemous, but that booty is biblical. Niggas broke 10 commandments to try to do it some damage. Laying waste the fortunes, even they kids famished. Split her sea of love just like Moses. My Mary Magdalene, a bed of thorns and roses. Lace swaddle her curves, she wanted me speechless. Said to you my savior, all I thought was Jesus.
Feeling naughty, I know you don't love me. It'd be lovely if you come and touch me. Keep it secret, you know you can trust me. Please don't judge me. Feeling naughty, I know you don't love me. It'd be lovely if you come and touch me. Keep it secret, you know you can trust me. Please don't judge me.
Yo, straight from the hood, but she elegant. Frame out of this world, so y'all know the measurements. Sex appeal, kinda like the flow, effortless. A sweetheart, street smart, but she delicate. Keeping it real, ain't too many as bad as she. But I can't deal with shorty romantically. Cause thing is, baby girl has a family. So the fact that we creeping on evenings kinda saddens me. Cause she the type that just wanna be married happily. Try to make it work for the kids, but that apparently led to me cracking her spine, making her reminisce about the good life. White House with a picket fence. Bust it. She 35 and I'm 26. We the perfect combination of youth and experience. I keep her on call, but it's never serious. I know she using me to escape the prison she living in.
Feeling naughty, I know you don't love me. It'd be lovely if you come and touch me. Keep it secret, you know you can trust me. Please don't judge me. Feeling naughty, I know you don't love me. It'd be lovely if you come and touch me. Keep it secret, you know you can trust me. Please
My marriage on the rocks and girl, you so fuckable. Like my Claire Huxtable, but need an apple bomb. My lotus flower bomb, she got that ass from my mom's. Yep, yep, she give me the pussy, relieving my stress. And you know I put that dick up in her chest. I'm crushing from behind while she's screaming, you the best. We're faking like it's love, but it's really about the sex. Meanwhile, my wife be going through my text. I
left my cell on lock, there's about to be some mess. Plus I got scratches on my back, hickeys on my neck. She smashed my Denali, my shit looking a wreck. Damn, damn, she called up shorty, said I had a fam, and that she been throwing ass to a married man. I grabbed my wife, I started pleading, she was just a friend. I felt weak, you gotta understand, damn.
With DJ Mary Kay and Tay Black in the mix. Yo, this Lady G. You are now tuned in live with Diva Mary Kay, Miss Motivation I See You, and Tay Black on Frontline Fridays, where all hot indie artists and music is live and bumping. Featuring nothing but true soldiers. Watch me do my thing. Watch me do my thing. Stay tuned for Bad Chicks. Stay on top.
Let's go.
Make sure you check out Diva Mary Kay on Frontline Friday, where all hot indie artists and music live. For info, call 908-296-5739.
Diva Radio, Diva Radio, Diva Diva Radio, Diva 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 Radio, Diva
Diva Mary J.
Mellow on the beat.
I know everything I did before and everything I said to you the day that we broke up, you know what I'm saying? It wasn't right. But my life without you ain't right. And no matter what I said or what I did before, I want you to know that I'm here for you and only you. And right now, this is our second chance. Hear me out.
I look at you and I think about our love. You make me smile whenever you cross my mind. I made you cry.
welcome back, welcome back. It's your girl Diva Mary Kay, and you are now tuned in live to Frontline Fridays with Diva Mary Kay and Tay Black. Here we showcase nothing but hot indie artists and hot indie music. Make sure y'all tune in tomorrow with us too for Step Your Game Up Saturdays. You get it in for the business owners. We got Big Rap in the building. We got Denial Live in the building. We about to go to the hotlines and get some more love as well. But the song that you just heard was RF Key's Second Chance, and the one before that one was
Oh my God, I do recognize that voice. Well, shout out to my boy RFK. Love you.
Yes, he has an amazing voice.
I don't think I recognize
his
voice.
Yes, he's amazing. And we got a track from Big Rap coming up too called I Wonder. Let's get into the lines. We got Washington Live in the building with us. Let's go here. 252-230, you're now live on Frontline Fridays with Diva Mary Kay. What's your name? Where you calling from?
You said 252-230? Yeah, it's Tay Black.
Man,
do you know how I could have just put y'all on three-way with Legendary Track Steven just on the other line, but I didn't want to do it.
It'll come soon. It'll come soon.
Man, big things coming. Big things coming for sure.
Second Chances. Yeah, Second Chance is one of my favorites. I got another one by Marcus Allen. Big shout out to Marcus Allen too. I love you, Marcus Allen. Even Mary Kay said, hey. Hey, Black, don't get jealous, baby. Don't get jealous. I'm just playing. When you ask me what I'm doing, I say, ooh, nothing. I ain't doing nothing, Tay.
Nah, you good. My favorite baby mama got the freedom to do whatever she wants. That's how good she is. That's how good Diva Mary Kay is. She can do whatever she wants to.
I can do whatever I want. I do have some hot mess news. We haven't did hot mess news in a while. One big shout out to Adele. That's Adele you hear rolling in the deep in the background.
Love
Adele, I
see
you, baby. Yeah, love her. She's coming to Frontline Fridays real soon. So we waiting.
Are you serious? What?
Yes, Adele is coming to Frontline Fridays.
Oh,
it's just a blessing. Yes, God will bless you with what you ask for. Real talk. If you really believe and you rely on the Lord, He will give you what you ask for.
Can you say it again, please? Amen to that.
Yes, amen. When you rely and you believe and you trust in God and you pray to Him, your Creator, He will give you what you're asking for. And not only will He give it to you, He will give it immediately. Oh. You have my heart and soul.
So.
Okay, in the meantime, in between time, I'm going to let y'all listen to a little bit of Dell while I pull this hot mess news up because we just need to be fed.
Nah, definitely. Yo, I'm feeling good. How you feeling on the line, folks? Are everybody good?
Oh, yeah.
Good. How are you doing?
Man, I'm just enjoying this, man. It's cool to be able to call in. And you know, just kick it. You know what I'm saying? That's love. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, it's good to be able to call into the station and just know that you're going to call in. It's going to be love. There's going to be no drama. It's just all about giving love, and that's what it's about.
Oh, yeah. This is the foundation. This is the foundation of hip-hop right here. You know what I'm saying? I'm loving this. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, I've been involved in this hip-hop, in this thing. Man, if I had to go back, some of the people that's listening now was probably wasn't even born yet. You know what I'm saying? I go back to B-boy, break dancing, and all of that. You know, so I'm definitely feeling that when we can return back to the origin of this, man, and you can get love like this, man, this is off the chain, man. You know, I'm gonna be telling y'all gonna have about a million followers behind y'all ain't kept because. Shottown finna be like, oh yeah, we mess with them.
Oh, there's no question about that. Chicago is coming out for sure. Much love, CSOO, Shottown support. No, that's what it's about.
Oh yeah, and see, one of the things that I've been thinking about, cause we think about this with the radio all the time, and I've been told I don't know exactly how sure I am about this, but
I was told that you could have conglomerates of these type of radio stations, and then you could syndicate all of them at one time where they broadcast
pretty
one
much.
Show on all of them.
Oh, yeah, we're definitely a conglomerate. I'm glad that you said that, because, though, you need to check us out, the Independent Connect. Tick, tick, boom. Y'all need to check the Independent Connect out right now. Go to www.divaspotradio.com and click on the Independent Connect. We are five different radio stations, and what we're doing is helping and offering promotion and advertisement to the artists and to the business owners. So once you come on board with us, what happens is you get five different interviews, you get five different write-ups on five different blogs, five different audience, and you also get paid for spins. But me, big shout out to Grindhard Radio, Jit Chronicles. Big shout out to Kano the Power Roll from HME Radio. Big shout out to Claire J from Mike Hustlin. And also big shout out to D Slay from the D Hour Show. We came together as a conglomerate, and we are doing the Independent Connect. We wanted to be able to put the artist and the independent business owner on a large scale, and for them to be booked for the whole week. I am booked for the whole week for five different shows. I'm going to be on five different blogs. I'm getting five different promotions, and it's at a good price. Now, not only that, you get paid for your spend. So check this out. We are a registered business, and we with the Better Business Bureau, so you're going to be able to write us off on your taxes. That's right.
We definitely.
That's right.
We're going to break bread. We don't even have to discuss that no more. We breaking bread from now on. Y'all see a check from Big Rap, okay?
Almost definitely. We definitely appreciate that. We definitely got a sponsorship package that we got going on. Diva and Tay, and big shout out to Tay Black. Tay Black always encouraged me in everything that I'm doing. Every time I got an idea, he sit down, he take the time to listen. But he knew that, you know, it took me 2 years for me to decide to get this whole Independent Connect thing coming, because I wanted to make sure all the business was registered. Everybody's name was registered and copywritten. Everybody had their EIN number. Was like everybody had paperwork had to be correct, because when I'm dealing, I did customer service for 6 years, three years on a corporate level. So I wanted to be able to not just expose and give promotion and advertising to the artists and the business owners. I wanted to be able to have money in their pockets to take care of their family. So it took a little while. It was 8 stations at first. 3 of them dropped off because they wasn't loyal at the time, and, you know, they just felt like it wasn't coming fast enough. But when you're dealing with that paperwork and you're dealing with taxes,
right.
Y'all, it's important for you to get down, everybody in the team, sit down and meet, and we all Skype, we all Google, we all Uwu, and I made sure that everybody understood this process before we move forward, because you're dealing with people's livelihoods. We is not no fly-by-night company. You know, we don't need no chicks with their asses out on the cover of our things to get no promotional exposure. We are real business, and we really believe in customizing to our customer needs, and that's why we get repeated business.
Yeah, that's what's up. And see, that's going to build revenue streams, man, all over the place, because, you know, this is my first taste of even knowing that you all exist. It just so happens that me reaching out to family and stuff, I'm like, damn, I'm like, okay, this what's up right here. And now I know. Now, I'm going to have my people, man, everybody who I mess with here in the shop, man, rotate. Y'all got to rotate in this direction. This is what's up. I mean, and it's not, because we started talking about this music. The music is universal. We got to go all across the country. You know, the maximum amount of markets that an artist, that the average artist, if they real good, gets love in, is between 20 to 25 markets at a time. They're strong markets. And my thing is, it's going to be even bigger than that now, because do you know how many independent radio stations now of your kind are starting to exist?
Right.
And now, because what you just told me, with y'all clicking together and coming up with conglomerates now, that makes it even more stronger. You know, it used to be a struggle for artists to get 100 spins early in their career, to get 300 to make a major look at them and stuff, you know. This type of thing now is made possible.
or just on an independent level now, you can reach out
right.
to the indie radios now and be
mm-hmm.
able to do that. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And,
mm-hmm.
and make no mistake, a lot of artists got responsibilities that some of them get beside themselves. Well, some people
mm-hmm.
think
right.
they too big or they too good to do. I ain't never been afraid. I'll come do drops for you. You can get free concerts from me. Whatever I need to do in order to make myself felt in your market, that's what I'm going to do. And if any artist
okay.
not willing to do that, they don't deserve to get no love. If they not willing
exactly.
to step up to the plate and show love to the people that's showing them love, shut them down.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And I think that's the one problem we do have in Chicago is that, like, you can usually tell when artists are at a concert for another artist because they're not showing love. And that's the issue. Like, they'll be, like, in the back of the club and the artist is performing. It's like, y'all are going to perform. You want the artist to show you respect. You want the artist to show you respect. Get your asses up in the front and support this artist, especially if they're good. There's no reason not to. And I think that's the biggest problem we do have in Chicago is that. But we're working on that and we're getting really, really good about supporting each other. But it's taken a long time. Like,
you know
Chicago,
what?
Like, within the past few years.
I think the whole thing with it just took one person to say, I support, and big shout out to Phenomenal Radio. Y'all go
yes.
make sure y'all check out Phenomenal Radio. We doing phenomenal things over there. Big shout out to Slate. Big shout out to G-Mo. Big shout out to Slim Baby. Big shout out to Chrome. Big shout out to everybody over there because it's Phenomenal Radio, and me and Tay are over there as well. That's our station as well is here at Diva Spot Radio. But our whole motto is putting the power of the industry in the independent hands. I just thought
right.
that was
that's
the,
how I found out
best.
About y'all.
Yes.
That's exactly
yes.
how I found out about y'all because of Ebony. I'm rotating with Ebony because she family. I'm like, I'm looking. I'm like, okay, there they go right there. All of y'all linked together. I can hear y'all live on the air. And I'm like, yeah, that's what's up right there.
That's what it's all about, man. It just take one person to say, look, I care enough and I want to do this because I want to be able for you to better yourself. I've always
right.
been a giving person. I'm a tool to be used, y'all. It ain't really about me at the end of the day. You know, I always get joy from seeing people succeed. My people, all people succeed, especially when they're doing something that they believe of. You can be out there
exactly.
banging, slanging, and raping and doing whatever, but you're not. So, you know, your personality and your grind and your beliefs usually, you know, they fall onto somebody else and people start to adapt it. And me personally, I don't have to change for the world. The world is going to change for me because I got the creator on my side. I don't have to change
mm-hmm.
for the world. The world is going to change for me because I'm doing what God wants me to do. It's not
mm-hmm.
about me. So, you know, I appreciate, you know, the love and I appreciate the support, but the real honor goes to God, my creator, because he makes this possible. Real talk.
Oh, you know, that's interesting that y'all say that because I always bring the creator up. You know, that was the reason that when we started Seawall, that's what Seawall stood for when we started it,
mm-hmm.
Creator's Way. Creator's Way Associated Labels. And when we kept thinking
oh,
of the name,
okay.
we said this name had to mean something. So we said,
yeah.
man, the creator making this possible, so we going to call
right.
it Creator's Way. That's what it is. It's the
mm-hmm.
the creator, the Most High, is his label, Creator's Way Associated Labels.
Right.
That's right. It is his name.
Right.
When a lot of, you know, I see a lot of artists, unfortunately, I see not even just artists, and me and Anahi was talking about this, we see a lot of people get so puffed up in their own self and get so cocky that you rise real
right.
fast, but you have a real fast downfall because you're so caught
mm-hmm.
up in you and thinking it's all about you and you did it yourself when you didn't.
Exactly.
You,
I mean, I think that a lot of artists don't really realize, especially indie artists, you literally are nothing without your fans. Like, you can have the best music in the world, but if you have absolutely
mm-hmm.
nobody to back you, nobody playing, you know, going to your YouTube page or, you know, or whatever, going to your shows and whatnot, you know, you're just the person that's making music. And there's no reason to sit there and, like, bash your fans or get to the point where, like, I don't want to talk to nobody. Especially, not even if you're major, but especially if you're indie, because your whole thing is about building your fan base and expanding. And you don't know who you're talking to. You have no, like, you can think you're talking to just
small person and you're talking to somebody that knows that knows a label owner or has this connection to a radio station and you didn't know because you decided to act like an idiot in front of them just because you wanted to be like, oh, well, I'm too high for that. And I was like, oh, well, yeah, Darryl, I own one of the hottest blogs on, you know, or whatever, and now I'm going to put a bad point about you because you decided to be an asshole.
Right, yeah, and then that pisses the people off that support you, man. That pisses the referral. Like, don't use my name and go do nothing stupid, man. I have to wonder about that.
God.
Speaking of, we gonna talk about that when we come back, but I definitely want to showcase this track right here. Big Rap, I Wonder, man. Call us up, 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. Let's go.
I wonder if some program directors at the radio stations gonna show me some love and put me in rotation. Without having to dig deep into my pockets, I'm a hustler, but it still don't mean that I got it. I wonder if the streets gonna feel me. And if I get shot again, I wonder if God gonna heal me. I wonder if I'ma die before I get rich, cause I'm chasing the dream and it's a fast son of a... I wonder if my girl really loves me and thinks the world loves me and put nobody else above me. I wonder if I'm living a lie and if them platinum plaques ain't nothing but mirages in the sky. I wonder if I'm realer than real and in the heat of the moment would I freeze instead of up in that steel. I wonder if I'm writing my last 16 and if so, press rewind so you can see what I mean. I wonder
if the streets is taking me under.
I wonder if God gon' punish me for trying to feed my family. This is real as it gets, G. I wonder if it's a cure for AIDS. I wonder if they lying to us and all along it was man-made. I wonder if they just trying to make a dollar, sacrifice a million blacks for one Rhodes Scholar. I wonder if the streets is watching from the corner of their eye and if they ever gon' release T-Fly. I wonder if we in heaven or hell and if I get down on the block again hustling with they running tail. I wonder if we gotta sell our souls just to move a few units, ship platinum or gold. I wonder if they kill Cochran and frame Mike and if Hollywood pick the firing against Spike. I wonder if my people's is cursed and if not, why I feel so much pain in this one verse. I wonder if I'm destined to make it. I see opportunity is at my front door and I'ma take it. I wonder.
The streets are taking me under.
God gon' punish me for trying to feed my family. This is real as it gets. I wonder if the shy been blessed with raw talent in the industry for years, been settling for less. I wonder why the haters hate and why you looking at my plate when I know that you done already ate. I wonder when I spit this flame, is the whole world gonna keep on asking me what's my name? I wonder if the game gon' flip and if the public don't wanna hear no more of this gangster shit. I wonder if we bucking the trend. Is Big Rap gonna get paid or is he gonna be broke to the end? I wonder if my critics was right and if I listen to everything they said, would I still see daylight? I wonder if my kids know I love them to death and I'ma stay on the grind to my very last breath. I wonder if I shook a nuke. If so, then street politics be the last chapter in my book. I wonder.
The streets taking me under.
God gon' punish me for trying to feed my family. This is real as it gets, G. I wonder if God gon' punish me for trying to feed my family. This is real as it gets, G.
That's what you call the Brinson way, baby. Wow. Frontline
nice.
Friday.
I like. Big grandpa, when you next Chicago.
Oh, wow. We're going to get, Tate, well, I want to get some feedback before we do anything. Tate Black.
Yo, I'm definitely feeling that track, man. I really sat back and just felt like I was in a good place, you know what I mean, especially with the music,
mm-hmm.
how it sounded. You know, it took you to a sound where you felt like, yo, the music sounded good, I'm feeling good, it's a good vibe, good energy. I always like a good blend of, you know what I mean, good lyrics, good bars, and a good hook. And I think,
okay.
you know, overall combination of those two on that track definitely
Appreciate
was on point.
It.
I'm laid back chilling.
Yeah, I want to give a shout-out to my man. He ain't here no longer. My man, K. Cone, he the one who produced the joint for me, man. A lot of people don't know who he is, right? But his father and his father's brother are the ones who produced Intimate Friends for Eddie Kendrick's It's So Hard to Say Goodbye, all that stuff, man. So
wow.
I have some powerful people, man, around me that helped put that stuff together, man. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, he died last year of an asthma attack, man. But I was blessed, man, to have him produce on that album as well as the new album that's dropping this summer, man. So it was a blessing, man, to work with him. The man was like, he was honored to work with me. I'm like, you honored to work with me? I'm honored to work with you. What you talking about?
We Brinsons, we real humble, man. But, you know, sometimes we be so used to losing that we don't know when we winning, man.
Yeah,
that's just how
yeah.
it goes. Then I gave me some feedback on it because I was over here grooving. I felt like I was on the highway chilling.
I love it. Like, I mean, I second everything that Taylor Black was saying. I mean, it was just music is supposed to inspire, and that track definitely does that. I'm just sitting back. Like, you think it's something that really makes you think, and it's from a perspective that everybody can relate to. And I was wondering, Big Rapper, when is your next show in Chicago?
Big Rap, you hear us?
Oh, you still there?
He might have dropped off.
Oh, no.
Yeah, that's
what that's We back. We gonna get him back. Don't worry about it. That's
yeah, but that was hot. I was just like, damn, that's nice. It's so rare. Like nowadays, just you know, because some people are just making stuff that they think is gonna hit, and it's not about that. It's about making timeless music, and that's the song I can hear that song 10 years from now. Their last song,
and
I like, yeah, that's gonna be done like here.
Yeah, right? Big Rap has an advantage. He over there in Chi-Town, but I really, 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 really like that song. I like this. He was talking, and he was giving
mm-hmm.
knowledge, but the soulfulness of it, it's just that soul,
right.
baby.
Mm-hmm. Stephen Mankey, when are you coming to Chi-Town, by the way, Miss Lady?
Oh, wow. When y'all put me on a plane, what's up? That's when I'll be in Chi-Town.
Hey,
I'm
It's nothing.
I'm trying to hide.
Matter of fact, come up here to my graduation. See, Big Rap ain't just a CEO and an artist, man. He also going to be a college graduate, too.
Oh,
that's
congratulations.
Wow.
Fantastic. I got a birthday coming in February, so if y'all put me on a plane to give me the hookup on some tickets, you know this single mother be on her way. All I got to do is make a call like, look, I need a week off, and we make it happen. I work hard.
Okay, we going to work on that. We going to make that happen, too.
Cool.
Okay, he's
cool.
back home. Hey, Big Rapper, when is your next Chicago show?
I got a show coming up on February the 10th at Red Line Tap
okay.
up north. It's on something by Morse.
By Greenview, right near Heartland Cafe. Like down the street from the cafe, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
Okay. Show it.
Okay, cool.
Yep. We're going to try and make it pop. You know, it's been off the chain. Like, my work ethic with this has been so crazy. Like, you know, a lot of people don't know this, but we went through this big lawsuit. Twista tried to file bankruptcy to get off Seawall because other people was in his ear back then. So we fought him for like 3 years. We hired the same lawyer that Babyface and them hired to fight Tony Braxton. We won. And in return for us winning... we didn't even hit him over the head real hard. We told Atlantic, if y'all want them, y'all can have them and sign them exclusively. Y'all ain't got to do number run us $350,000. Y'all can have them. Get them up out of our hair. You know, that was the end of our relationship with him. But guess what? It's
soon as Atlantic got done with him, then he turned around that he had to come right back to us because his sound wasn't sounding the same no more, none of that. You know what I'm saying? And Trax was extending the olive branch, and he told me, he was like, man, get up with T. When you see him, I run into him, tell him, hey, man, Traxter wants you to give him a call. He get back up with Traxter. That's where the weather came from, to make a movie and all that stuff, because he established the relationship, and they was able to make good music again and stuff, you know. But it's, the industry is so crazy that you got to be careful, because the people who you cross, you're going to have to cross paths with them again at some point, man. Like, I don't have an enemy in the game. I'm like Marlon Brando on The Godfather. Anybody who I call and ask them to do something for me, they going to be like, they can't refuse me. I'm like, oh, okay, that's what it is then. But it's because I showed so many people so much love and did a lot of things. Like, over 50% of the artists that came out in Chicago that did anything that had anything successful, we put our hands on it. EA Smart, Walk With Me, Psychodrama, Do or Die, Twista, Sniper, R&B artist Slick. That's, by the way, that's Slick that's singing on the hook for I Wonder. The same guy that made Addicted and all the other little steppers joints that everybody be going crazy over. That's my man. If I called him on the phone, say, man, I need you to do this right now, he gonna jump right up on it, cause they can't. You know, it's so much love. Like, I can't spend my time having a lot of negative energy, and a lot of people be claiming this city to be a city of haters, but it's only a city of haters because you got lazy people that really don't want to do nothing, but they want everything.
Exactly.
And you ain't going to get no positive results if you just do the math. Hard work bring about results. If you don't do nothing, or you play the game trying to get over, then yeah, you'll hit one lick, but then that lick gonna be over with, and then you ain't got nothing else. And that's the only thing I've been trying to show a lot of people. I've been trying to show them that from day one.
We in the whole, like, a lot of people now want internet success. They want to click a button and it happens for them. And I think that a lot of people are saying, oh, it's the easy way to get promoted. You know, we got an advantage now. The online promotion and promotion marketing media, it takes work. You have to build a relationship because a lot of your tweets or a lot of your posts or a lot of your links will fall on dead ears if you don't be direct with the person. You have to build a relationship. And that's one thing, you know, me and Tay can tell you all the time. We get plenty of emails to Diva Spa Radio email. And, you know, just some of the tracks not even labeled. Some of them just be like, oh, play my song for promo. And you know what we do? We send them back the link for our services where they can go and get it. You're not going to pay us to just play anything. We're going to listen to the track. And if we fill in the track, because it ain't just us, we have a listening party. That's just one.
Right.
We get it all around different genres. And tonight I'm going to include you in this, too, because of your ear for music and Big Rap. Probably include you too if you got time, but we literally take the time out to listen to the music. We just don't put anything out, you know, and then we'll send back the link to we'll send a link out to do business with you. You know, it's only $25. $25 is a small thing to a giant, and especially the promo. You just heard Bags the Boss come on and say your promo is crazy. That's as we go in. We honestly believe in giving more than what you pay for. But we don't just promote your links and stuff. We direct it to people. We get the feedback from them. We want to know what they think and how do they feel about the music. And on a scale of 1 to 10, will they buy it? Period.
Right. And that's what it's about. Like, it's about, people don't understand it. Like, people are like, oh, they're all about Facebook. But I think Twitter gives you more of a place to build relationships, because, like, it's not just your friends and your friends' friends. You're building something worldwide. But if you don't take it off of that social media network and start talking to people, that's what the problem is. People, like, think they can just say, you know, I'm going to just follow this person, whatever. Everybody that I know in Chicago that I'm following, I have met. period, except for one person, I think. And like, that's a lot of people that I could say. Anybody that I'm following on Twitter, I've met at some point.
Well, it's just, I think it's a combination.
You know what I'm saying? Like, and that's what it's about, relationships.
I think it's a combination of doing a lot. Like, there's never going to be an internet overnight success story.
No.
You're going to hear about somebody who been grinding, and they probably been sending their feeds out every day, and they checking it. And one of the things with me, I personalize what I do, because somebody will give me feedback on like they might see the I Wonder video, mm-hmm. or they might hear the song and they send some feedback. I'll send them a reply right away and let them know, because
okay.
I want to personalize it and let them know every fan that I got is I'm a one more fan richer the next day, and I got to let all them know. Like, I've always said this, and I'm not nobody who just came along and started doing this. I've said if you could touch somebody's life in this game and change their life, man, you just did one of the greatest gifts in the world. And I've never been too big of an artist to go anywhere. I'll go to the projects, to the hood, wherever I need to go, and rotate with anybody and let them know that it's love, man, because you, when you get bigger than your audience, man, that's a problem, man. I ain't going to throw salt at Kanye, but I feel like he done got so bigger than his audience that he really don't care, you know. And that's not to say nothing negative, because sometimes you have to make yourself untouchable to a certain extent, because bad things can happen when you reach certain plateaus. Also, an example, what happened to Jennifer Hudson's family and stuff, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And you never know what that was the result of, you know what I'm saying? So you have to be very careful about that. But at the same time, your fan base, the people that support you, man, it could have been one person probably didn't even have money for a pair of shoes, but they spent money to buy a record because that music made them feel better. You know what I'm saying?
And you're definitely right about that. You are right about that, and that definitely is knowledge. And we, Big Rap, we definitely going to have you come back on, and check my message on Facebook too. Man, we have came to the end of the show of Frontline Fridays. Want to give a big shout out to our special guest today, Bags the Boss, and want to give a big shout out to everybody that tuned in. Denied Queen, I always love you for coming through. Tay Black, you know you're my favorite baby daddy.
<You know. laughs>
Big Rap, we definitely going to have you come back, man. And everybody that tuned in live, y'all make sure y'all follow us. Go to www.twitter.com/DivaMaryK and twitter.com/@TayBlack. And if you're tuning in to the show now and you're listening live online, click the follow button so you can be able to get updates on the show and updates and where we're going to be airing live again. Tune in with me tomorrow for Step Your Game Up Saturdays on Diva Spot Radio. We are definitely going to have Mindy Butler in live in the building. More heavy hitters and doing great business. Y'all make sure y'all keep God first, family second, and career third. We out of here. Contagious, baby.
All right, y'all take it easy.
To check my message, no one is called but my homies and some bill collectors.